The numbers are astonishing. $1.2 trillion in student loan debt affecting tens of millions nationwide. The average debt for a 2014 graduate was $33,000, and it's a problem that's not going away anytime soon.
Either it's something that you talk about and complain about, or it's something that you kind of sweep under the rug because you don't want to think about.
Meet Dan Shaw, a Buffalo State grad student who says he's going to be $35,000 in debt after finishing his program. He says taking out student loans has been a double-edged sword.
I feel like out of all types of debt, this debt is actually for a specific purpose. You're trying to better your life. So I feel like it's good and bad.
Noel Carter, the Administrative Vice President for Consumer Credit Counseling Service, says this problem has become the norm for many college students.
It's becoming a huge problem. We see it every day with our clients that come in and they're struggling just to make payments on their student loans.
As students scramble for ways to dig themselves out of debt, Shaw says it's tempting to look for simple solutions.
When they say, like, oh, we can cut your loans down like by like 70% or something, like, it sounds a little bit too good to be true.
Carter agrees.
You just have to be really, really careful when you're reaching out for help with your student loans. You want to make sure that you're talking to, you know, a nonprofit agency and don't be tricked by gimmick.
One long-range strategy, Carter thinks it's important to get the youth thinking about finances early.
It's definitely something that should start in high school because, unfortunately, once you're in college, it's almost too late. You know, you've already enrolled in the school of your choice. You're kind of already on a career path.
Shaw believes it would help if a Debt 101 class was offered to college students.
These loans suck, but, like, I don't think they're bad in themselves because without these, like, most people wouldn't even be able to go to school. So I think that Debt 101 should be mandatory.
Shaw says many teens are simply not ready to tackle decisions about debt.
If you just think about the maturity level of someone that's coming into college, so to have someone who's 17 or 18 make these major financial decisions that are going to impact them for the rest of their lives, I think, you know, it's kind of doing those kids an injustice.
How severe is the problem? Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders has proposed legislation that would allow students to attend school tuition-free.
It is a national disgrace that hundreds of thousands of young Americans do not go to college, not because they are unqualified, but simply because they cannot afford it.
Hillary Clinton also has a plan she claims would help ease student debt problems.
Under the new college compact, no student should have to borrow to pay tuition at a public college or university.
As for possible solutions, Carter says there are options out there for graduates.
There are income-based repayment plans available where your payment will be reasonable based on your income. So it's just really important to do your research and to reach out for help if need be.
Shaw has some advice for students about to enter college.
So you just should take out only what you need. It's easier said than done saying that to an 18 or 17-year-old, but that's something I would definitely tell them. Do your best to just take out what you need and try to get a part-time job to get the things that you want, like food and like clothes and stuff like that.
Nick Maxwell, WBFO News.